This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We want to talk about producer Jacob. You recently decided that you are going to go from Sacramento to San Francisco and take public transportation.
That is correct. Gas prices suck.
So tell us your route. So you start downtown.
Start downtown.
From there, you do what?
I walk to the light rail station.
You get on the light rail.
Yes.
Okay, and the light rail takes you how far?
So the light rail goes straight to the train station. So easy peasy for me. I had to hop on the light rail. Took me there. However, there's a creepy guy, and he was staring at me, and he made a comment to me.
What did
he
say?
Can you say it on the radio?
Yeah, he asked me who dressed me.
Okay.
Now, for most normal people, that would be something that doesn't apply. But for you, it does. You've come into work dressed as a banana before.
That's fair. But I was just wearing a nice outfit, and he just kind of was like, who dressed you, man? Like, there's no way you dressed yourself. And he started getting confrontational. So I didn't really like the light rail.
How was he dressed?
He was wearing, like, sweatpants, like a raincoat.
Sweatpants. Interesting. Yeah, I wonder who dressed him.
I don't know.
Okay, so that was the light rail.
That was the light rail, and then that drops me off at the Sacramento Valley Station. And this train goes from the Bay Area down to San Jose, all the way up to, like, Auburn and Seattle and stuff like that. So it goes, like, all over, and it's probably the coolest transportation I have ever taken in my life. It's like you have a butler when you hop on there.
What?
You have, it's like the Polar Express. You got a guy who says, tickets, please, and all aboard, toot, toot.
They say that?
Yeah.
They still say that?
What? No, I didn't hear the all aboard part, but I did hear the toot, toot.
Okay. And so... You get on there. Do you have an assigned seat or do you sit wherever you want?
You sit wherever you want. And it's cool because seats look forward, seats look back. There's, like, table seats where you can, like, sit and eat. But there's also cable cars that, like, there's a coffee car and there's a food car and they serve burgers and pizza. And, like,
what?
Yeah, and you can get up the whole time and walk around. It's kind of like being on an airplane, but there's no seat belts or buckle your seatbelt sign.
Are they making hot food on the train still?
Yes.
Really? There is, like, a train cook?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he's kind of like a guy my age. I don't think he ever went to culinary school.
Well, no.
He microwaves stuff like crazy.
I'm sure he's pulling just pre-cooked hot burgers out of a burger juice bucket.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And now I should also reiterate, the reason why I wanted to do this is because gas is very expensive.
Yeah, you said that.
It's like $100 to travel down there, and the train ticket is only $30. The food on there is super duper cheap. Everything there, it's like the most elegant experience ever. So I loved the train.
Elegant.
And then that takes me to Emeryville.
Okay.
And Emeryville, there's like a bus transfer.
Okay.
So it was super cool. And so that takes me smack dab in the middle of downtown. Now, when I get there, the bus driver just kind of kicks me off at Salesforce Tower. And that is about, I want to say 10, 15 miles away from Golden Gate Park, which is my final destination.
Okay.
I looked at Ubers. Ubers were $60.
Jesus.
To go from there to Golden Gate Park. So I was kind of screwed. I called my girlfriend who was there, who I was trying to meet at Golden Gate Park, and it would take her an hour and a half to come get me because of traffic.
Oh my God.
So what did you do?
I had to look up the underground system of San Francisco.
There's an underground system in San Francisco?
There's the BART, and the BART goes under the water, and it goes to, like, Richmond, and it goes kind of
all... The BART goes under the water?
Yeah. And there's also a metro, and the metro takes you through, like, smaller areas. I had to figure all this stuff out for, like, $250.
So you did not put the plan together before you left?
I think he thought he did, and then he got dropped off earlier than he thought.
I was going to ride my bike, but then my tire popped the night before.
You were going to bring your bike on all of these other things?
Mm-hmm.
How were you going to get it on the bus?
Well, all of them have bike racks.
They do?
Yeah. So I would just show up in San Francisco and ride there. But my bike was broken. So then I had to think of plan B, take the metro. Anyways, that was pretty much like Sacramento's light rail, I would say. That's what the metro was.
Were you scared, like, trying to figure out, like, oh my God, am I going to the right place?
Yeah, a couple times I thought I was going to die.
Besides the fashionista on the light rail, What was another time?
Probably when he got dropped off 10 to 15 miles from where he needed to go.
Yeah. When I was like in San Francisco and I saw there was no way to get to my destination, you know, that was kind of a moment where I thought, I'm stuck.
What have I done?
I live here now.
Right. Well, also, my phone GPS stopped working, so I was wandering the streets lost.
Huh.
Yeah, so that was kind of rough. But anyway, San Francisco's metro system is kind of like the light rail. Out of all four transportation methods, the train, the San Francisco metro, the bus, and the Sacramento light rail, I'd say that the Sacramento light rail was the worst.
Okay.
Unfortunately, it just wasn't.
Listen, nobody's taking the light rail because they love it so much. They're taking the light rail because it costs so much to be a state worker and park downtown.
Or they're taking it because they want fashion advice. What was the best?
The best was the train.
Okay.
Yeah, it goes from Sacramento to Roseville to Auburn. It's $10 for those trips. I think I just want to start taking it on my weekend.
How much did it cost total?
The same price as if I drove.
Okay. No!
I was kind of starting to crunch the numbers, and it did start making me think, like, maybe you saved a couple bucks, but I don't know that you saved enough to make it worth it.
I know.
That's so great.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.